Video games. Hello, everybody. Welcome. It's Monday, March 21st, and this is the 13th episode of the ABXY cast. Joining me, Tyler, your host this week. He's a runner. He's a track star, especially when he's stealing mints. It's Chase.
Of course you had to introduce me like that.
Yes, of course. You just, you're pre-show running to get a drink of the alcoholic variety. So this podcast is now officially three alcoholics and a dumb rug.
Yes.
Also joining us this week, she's back. She passed the test. And if you can't find her at your local AA meeting, you can find her mining for diamonds while sipping on a Mai Tai. It's Ariel.
I love that intro even better than the first time.
I have to hit your alcoholism every week.
Yes.
I appreciate it.
Yes. So how's everybody doing this week?
Tired. Very tired. Working. Busy.
Yeah, no. We're still reeling from the time change, as is usually the case.
Yes.
The clock sprung forward last week, and I have yet to get that pep in my step back.
Yeah, it sucks. Same.
It's like, I'll be looking at the clock and be like, oh, it's 7 o'clock and the sun's still out and I want to go to bed.
Yeah, tell me about it.
It's enjoyable, though, to look outside and see the sunset and it's not black at 6 p.m.
I hate it.
No, I hate it.
I like it because I'm ready for summer and I'm ready to do outdoorsy things.
No, I'm not ready for any of that.
Yeah. Well, the good news, it depends on your perspective, because I hate daylight savings time. I prefer standard time. And it's called standard time for a reason, because it's normal.
What the rest of the world does.
Yes. But the Senate passed a bill to permanently put us on daylight savings time so that we would stop having to change our clocks.
I saw that.
It was unanimous. The one thing our politicians can agree on, clocks.
Fucking clocks.
Fuck clocks.
Fucking clocks.
I don't want to touch a clock. I don't want to look at a clock. Nothing.
I mean, but, at least they can agree on one thing, because can you imagine us having to deal with them arguing over time?
Yes.
Oh, my. That would be funny, though.
My thing is, there's already people that are coming out and being like, oh, well, you know, how is that difficult to change the clocks back? You whiners, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yes, it actually is. Even though 90% of my stuff automatically does it. I hate it. I hate it. And I am here to say 100% I support canceling time.
What? Cancel just altogether. Just cancel
time. No time.
Man, no time. Time. Who needs time?
I guess nobody.
Who has time? Nobody has time. So we don't need that. Time.
Wake up when you want. Sleep when you want.
You know, I am anti-clock, anti-time.
Anti-time.
Does that mean you can never be late to work? If there's no time, because that would really
exactly,
benefit me.
Exactly.
But how would you schedule things?
When the sun is at its apex and the trees are blowing a specific direction, that's when I'll show
just
up.
Just look up at the sun. We'll meet when it's above our heads.
Yes, exactly. Well, it's above our heads all day. No.
Oh, gosh.
No. Not above our heads all day. It's above our heads when I say it is.
Oh, what? Even better.
Yes. Now, obviously, time is important. Without time, we wouldn't be able to schedule things. It'd be very difficult. But they need to do standard time. Like, I get it. I really do. People like their afternoon sunlight. I don't. I don't go outside. The outside is where the dangerous things are. Like, but it's where other people are.
I feel like you have more time in your day when the sun goes down. Later, because like it doesn't matter if the sun is up or not. If I'm having to be at work at 7, I have to be at work at 7. But if the sun goes down at 6, it's like, wow, it's time for dinner and wind down and go to bed. Or if it's 9, then it's like, oh, now it's time to wind down and go to bed. You know, I don't know. I feel like you have longer days. I like that.
Yeah. I just don't like this game we play with ourselves where we're like, time isn't real. We're just going to change it whenever we want to. And we know it fucks people up, but we don't give a shit.
No, like, no, I kind of agree with Ariel, though. Like, I feel like you have more time in your day when it's a little sunny outside for a little longer.
Mm-hmm. I just
don't like waking up to go to work and it's pitch black until like 8 a.m.
Yeah. So that's the problem with daylight savings time is that I think the Washington Post put an article out and it was like the majority of Americans at some point during the year when this comes into effect, like mm-hmm. in the winter months, I think the sun won't come up until like 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So can you imagine like can you imagine like kids who have to go to school and have to be at school at like 7:30 in the morning and it's dark as shit outside. Like, I mean, and they're expected to learn. Like, it's dark. My body says I should still be asleep.
But let's be honest, with kids, it doesn't matter. Sun up, sun down. They're not paying attention.
No, but I can imagine there's definitely it makes it more difficult.
I'm sure it does.
And then for me, like, if I have to be at work at 8 o'clock in the morning and the sun ain't going to come up till like 9, I'm going to be pissed. Mm. I'm going to be like, oh, now I'm here at the dark. Like, the whole reason I work during the day is so I'm not here during the dark.
What a mood.
But,
what an absolute mood.
But leave it to America to decide unanimously that time is bad and we should do something about it.
I love how it's only this. Americans.
Only this.
Only this. Out of all the things they can come together on, time.
Well, yes. Aren't we like the only like country that goes back and forth?
I don't think we're the only one, but it's not like a normal thing. And not even all the states do it. Like Arizona and Hawaii don't do it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. They don't do it. They
well,
stay
really
on.
Mess it up then.
Well, here's the funny part. They stay on standard time. So what the fuck happens when the rest of us just go permanently to daylight savings time? Are we just forever an hour ahead of Arizona and Hawaii?
Of course.
On top of the already existing mm-hmm. time difference?
Of course.
I feel like they shouldn't be able to not do what everybody else does.
Or do we make them move their clocks forward an hour or whatever we need to do? So that Amen. They are on our time.
Oh,
yep.
Force they everybody else. Yes. Oh,
yes. We are now time Nazis.
Time Nazis. Wow.
I mean, just the fact
just the time we say it is
so long already.
Did you hear that?
It's the time we say it is.
Oh, weekend. Oh man!
It is 1 o'clock. It is 1 o'clock. The sun is up. The sun is up. It is not. It's too early. No.
No.
I cannot.
No.
The sun must come up after 8 a.m. No earlier.
Oh man.
Yes.
Time
Nazis TM. That's going to be my first game.
Oh.
Speaking of games, has anybody been playing anything this week?
I've been playing a little bit of Rust, not because I want to, but because it took about 3 weeks of my friends trying to get me to play it.
Okay, and Ariel, are you playing anything?
No. No, you didn't let me get to it. You didn't let me get to it.
Go ahead. Well, you've been playing crap. I mean, Rust. So,
Well, if you would let me get to it, you stole my joke. Because it is crap.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It is absolute shit. That's why I haven't played it. Do not like Rust. I think it's a horrible, horrible game. And to be honest, I really don't play it. I don't like it. The only reason I'm playing it is because I wanted to play with some friends, mm-hmm. and that's the only thing they play right now.
Mm. I don't like it. I don't play it, but I'm playing it right now.
Yeah, I don't. You can even ask them. They've asked me for about 3 weeks to play this fucking game, and after 3 weeks, I said I would play it. Logged
and to that
on.
I say no.
Well, you do have to admit that you can play a game and it'd be like, eh. and then you play it with friends, and it makes it so much better.
It's still shit. It's still absolute.
I was trying to help you out there, it's, but you know
no,
what?
Never mind. It's really.
It's
not
still
good.
Shit, but it's like less offensive when you're playing with other people, because you can like at least there's the banter that you can lean on or whatever, and you can just be like, fuck this shit, I'm gonna be like toxic, and at least that's more fun for me.
No, they take it too serious. That's what makes it. I'm like, man, y'all gotta chill. I told him if we lose all our stuff when we're offline doing, you know, actual life things, if we lost everything, I'm never playing that game again. So they get one chance. One chance.
That's funny. So Rust and nothing else?
Nothing really. I've been working too much this week, sadly.
Fun.
Sadly. I wish I wasn't.
Sadly. Well, how about you, Ariel?
Yeah, I have been playing a little bit. I started like a new household for Sims because you want to know something so sad. My first and only household that I've played with Sims just disappeared.
No.
It's just gone. And
no.
I'm so sad. I even prolonged my girl's life. Like, I made her age slower right before she went into being elderly because I loved my character so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, built this whole house. I did this whole thing. She was rich.
Oh, man.
It was great. And then I just logged on one day and I was like, it's not here. And I like,
damn.
I couldn't find it, so I had to start a new one. So that was pretty disappointing, but I'm excited about my new one. And then I also played some Blood Bowl, which I actually like Blood Bowl more than I thought I would. Cause I was like, yeah, I'll play it. I'll try it. But I kind of like it.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
What about it do you like?
Well, it's like, technically it's like a sport game, but it doesn't feel like, it's not like playing like 2K or
fucking Madden.
Or Madden. Exactly. Yeah. Like it's a sports game, but it's really not. It's more like a board game and it's turn-based, which I really like. If anything like resembles a board game, I will automatically like it. Pretty much. So I like that.
Well, that's good. I like a good digital board game. Anything
of
that
course.
Plays like a board, like Mario Party, for example.
Oh, don't go there.
I hate that fucking game.
That's so like trash. That's like Candyland is what it's comparable to as far as board games.
Fucking it's not Candyland. It's the fucking it's game fucking of life because it's full of bullshit.
Fucking Candyland.
It's like Monopoly. If you don't play Monopoly correctly.
Like, I don't think once one group can agree with another group on how to play Monopoly.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's the right way to play Monopoly, and then there's the fun way to play Monopoly, and they are not the same. So the official rules are very, very boring. There's not mm-hmm. as much conflict, and the games are much quicker, which is great, because the biggest complaint everybody has about Monopoly is games last too long.
Yeah.
But you can't fuck people over in the same way in like standard rules. I don't like standard rule Monopoly.
Yeah, everyone I've met plays it a little different. It's like, you know, King Cup, like, because I'm an alcoholic, so I'm a comparative. But like, not even everyone calls it King Cup, but I call it King Cup. But it's a drinking game. It's like you lay out the cards and each card means a different thing. You know what I'm talking about? Different people drink.
What's new?
Everyone has different like things that you do for different cards. So I don't know why I had to compare it to that, but
yeah.
Basically I'm an alcoholic. So that's my
King Cup.
Everyone,
you know, Monopoly, King Cup, same thing. Like, you know.
Same thing. They're both bullshit, I guess.
If you're not drinking while you're playing Monopoly, are you really playing Monopoly?
Of course not.
The worst part is they're not even a little bit comparable.
No, they're not.
No, it's good. As soon as you started saying drinking, I was like, nobody drinks and plays Monopoly because you might kill somebody.
Might.
That would be fun. We should do
nope,
that.
Killing somebody?
No.
Oh my God. Yeah, no. Nobody can agree on what the house, like the actual standardized house rules for Monopoly is. Like,
mm-hmm.
you're right. Everybody I play with plays it slightly differently.
Yeah.
Like, so do you have the rule that, like, you can't buy property on the first roundabout, or do you not fuck with that shit?
I haven't played Monopoly in, like, 6 years.
Fantastic. I haven't played it in a long time, but I feel like the first round...
Yeah, when I played it,
I honestly don't think anybody cared. I think we just did whatever.
I don't think we bought on anything on the first round.
Yeah, so the official rules are when you go around the first time, you can't buy anything.
Right.
And then when you go around the second time, if you land on a property, you either have to buy it or it goes up for auction. You can't
just be like, what?
I don't want it.
Yeah.
No shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's how it makes the game go faster, because basically every turn somebody's getting a property.
You have to.
I never knew that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I never knew that.
But I feel like it zaps some of the strategy out of the game, because then it's like, I don't want, like, if you land on a property that you know somebody else wants, like, you have to buy it then. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't buy it, then it's just going to go to auction and that person's going to get it for super cheap. Mm-hmm. So
I just don't like that whenever you play it that way, like you can't, like you're forced to buy something that you don't want to buy. Or like you said, someone else takes advantage and gets it super cheap.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah. It makes the game go quicker, but it's not something that I would want to play that way. And then like free parking, you're not supposed, when you land on it, it's literally just a dumb empty space. You're not supposed to get anything from it.
Yeah, I read that and I was like, there's no way this is the rule.
This is Monopoly.
I know. I was like, no one plays it like that.
Yeah, so like all of your, like whenever you pay a fine or you pay mm-hmm. taxes, it's supposed to go into the bank, not into the middle. Mm-hmm. And then when you land on free parking, it's just a free space. It doesn't do anything. And the idea is like those things where you pay money in, they're supposed to take money out of circulation, which is why the game lasts so long, because people land on that and money's just going back into the game instead of going to where it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
But like, there's nothing better than like, there being like you being at the brink of going bankrupt and there being a shitload of money in the middle of the board.
Absolutely.
And then landing on free parking and being like, I'm back in this, bitches.
So and then the game goes on longer.
Yeah, I guess if we all played it the way it was meant to be played, it wouldn't be as long as we make it, and we wouldn't be complaining about that.
Yeah, I think it's like a 2-hour game if you play it like it's supposed to be played.
Never heard of that.
Tops.
Never heard of that.
It's like, I've never played a game of Monopoly that didn't last like 4 or 5 hours or multiple days.
I was going to say at least a day. I feel like normally we get about halfway done and we call it quits for the day and just leave the board up.
Because somebody
come back tomorrow and just hate ourselves for trying to play it again.
Yeah, you put the game up at the point when somebody has crossed the line into like, I'm about to physically murder somebody. Somebody's jumped across the table. Like Uncle Joe's about to beat the shit out of Aunt Jen. You know, he's about to go to jail for domestic violence
over Monopoly,
over Boardwalk Place. You know,
of all things.
It's
over
like
fucking
fuck.
Boardwalk Place.
Like you and your shitty ass railroads. You know what?
And your stupid ass power company.
I know you've been sleeping with the pool boy. I know you've been sleeping with the pool boy, you bitch.
Admit it.
Admit it. That's the reason you all over these fucking railroads.
Like you all over him.
You trying to lay some pipe? Is he trying to lay some pipe? That's why you bought the water company?
Oh, my.
Go off.
Man, we need to play Monopoly.
No, we don't.
I feel like it would be I feel like it would be a good, it would be like a palate cleanser if we play it properly. And then it'll be just chaos if we play it.
I feel like it'd be like weird.
The fun way.
It's kind of like doing something your whole life and then someone approaches you and says, no, you did that wrong. Let me show you how it's supposed to be done. It's
all like, right.
What? I've been doing this since I was born.
And it's been working just fine.
Yeah.
Let's do it. But every time you land on free parking, instead of taking all the money, because, you know, we're playing it, like, by real rules, apparently. You just take a shot.
Did you just make up a rule?
She just made up a house rule. She's trying to turn Monopoly into a drinking game. Haven't you been paying attention?
She's trying to turn it back into what we're trying to get away from. Chaos.
You can turn any game into a drinking game. It is not hard.
I pass go. Where the fuck is my $200?
Where's my shot?
Where's my $200? Every time you pass go, you have to take a shot.
Oh no!
Round and round and round we go. By the end, you're just like,
gosh.
I feel like I wouldn't want to move.
Be like, pass.
Pass. Someone else play my turn. I'm good.
I'm just gonna roll one dice. Just one.
Just one dice.
I need to look up if the doubles dice thing going to jail after a certain number of rolls is a real thing. Well, yeah, when
is
I played. Yeah, so it is. Okay, cool. So when you roll doubles in Monopoly, you get to roll again. That's kind of the thing. If you roll three doubles in a row, you go straight to jail.
Yeah.
And then if you roll doubles, you can get out of jail.
Ironically.
Yeah. So and I rolled a double to get out of here.
Right? The thing that puts you in jail, you can just roll and get out.
Doubles on doubles.
Doubles on doubles. Shots on shots.
Shots on shots, doubles on doubles. Monopoly.
Monopoly.
Sponsored by Hasbro.
It's a family game.
It is. It's a family game for families that hate each other.
Having issues with your dad? Whip out Monopoly.
Want to get back at him for screaming at you while you were holding the flashlight? Make that fucker play Monopoly.
Story of my life.
What is it with dads and when you hold the flashlight for them? They just never are happy with how you're holding the flashlight. Like, fuck it. Hold it yourself then.
But if you hold it and you breathe wrong, I'll yell at you.
Oh. Not there. Point it here.
Yes. Literally. Or like, here, hold this tool. No, not like that. Like, you have to hold it a certain way.
Fucking mood.
Dads.
Oh, dads.
Dad.
Flashlight.
Gotta love them.
Dads. So I haven't been playing much of anything. I played more Horizon, and I don't have anything more to add about that game other than there's some story developments that are quite mind-blowing. But I don't want to spoil anything for people.
Understandable.
But like, you know, let's just say things get a little spacey in the second game. And you're just like, holy shit. But yeah, I've been playing that. Fun game, great game.
Fun game, great game. Chaos.
It's combat feels amazing. Fighting things in that game is so much fun.
Satisfying.
Very satisfying. Very satisfying. But I have now entered a new area of the game, so I have now entered the next 20-25% of the map.
So you get a little bit more.
I got a good ways to go, but I've got a mission now. I got to go find 3 AI subsystems for the main AI bitch that you deal with. And, you know, I gotta go find those. And, so I'll be playing that more. I've just been working like a motherfucker.
Same. Literally same.
You know,
it's been a busy week.
Yeah, it's been very busy. Very busy.
I don't know why, though.
Yeah, I don't know this either. This
week just flew by.
Huh?
No, she's not wrong. It flew by. Mm-hmm. But, like, it was one of those weeks that like you look at your phone and it's like, fuck, it's Saturday. But then you're like, it's only Saturday.
It's like the days are long, but then you're like, oh, we start a new week.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah.
Yeah.
So, Monopoly. Fun times. Monopoly. Monopoly. Yeah. So while we all played a little bit of video games, there was an entire community that did not get to play any of their favorite video game this week. As we segue into the news, Gran Turismo 7 was broke as fuck this week. It went offline for 30 hours due to a botched update.
Jeez.
Yeah. So the game is online only. even though it has, it's not a multiplayer, like it has multiplayer, but it's not a multiplayer first game. It is always online. So you can't play that game without an internet connection, which is stupid. It is absolutely stupid. So they released an update, and there was a rare issue when the update started coming out that would cause the game to not start properly on the PS4 and PS5. But it was a very rare issue. But they didn't see it during testing of the patch. So in order to protect people's games and their saves, they stopped the release of the update, pushed out a new update later in the week, but it resulted in the game being offline for 30 hours.
Damn, and, that is crazy.
You couldn't do anything during that time.
It wouldn't load up or anything?
It would not load. You couldn't drive. You couldn't do single player content. Nothing.
Sheesh.
And then the update, if that wasn't enough, the update went and made the game way grindier than it was at launch. Nerfed rewards for races. And so now you have to replay races over and over and over again, or buy credits with real world money if you want to unlock the rarer cars, which are very, very expensive, and their prices are kind of reflective of their real world value.
Oh, jeez.
So the idea is that, like, you're going to be spending a lot of credits on these cars. And that wasn't the case before the update. Before the update, you got very generous rewards, and the cars were still very expensive, but you were getting rewards more quickly. The comment that they made in their little post about it afterwards was, in this update, some event rewards have been adjusted, and they wanted to explain the reasons. So in GT7, I would like to have users enjoy lots of cars and races, even without microtransactions. Lie. At the same time, the pricing of cars is an important element that conveys their value and rarity. So I do think it's important for it to be linked with the real world prices. Bullshit. Yeah. I want to make GT7 a game in which you can enjoy a variety of cars, lots of different ways, and if possible, would like to try to avoid a situation where a player must mechanically keep replaying certain events over and over and over again.
Oh, wow.
Basically, we may have made it more grindy, but you can just buy stuff. You can just pay real money. We will in time let you know the update plans for additional content, additional race events, and additional features that will constructively resolve this. It pains me that I can't explain the details regarding this at this moment, but we plan on continuing to revise GT7 so that as many players as possible can enjoy the game. We would really appreciate it if everyone could watch over the growth of Gran Turismo 7 from a somewhat longer-term point of view. clearly, this was translated from Japanese, which is why the sentence structure is kind of broken. But this is a $70 game on PS5. It was offline for a day, a whole fucking day. You couldn't do anything. And then when it came back on, the one thing they don't want you to do is have to replay content over and over and over again in order to unlock better cars. And yet the update does exactly that and makes you have to grind out these events because the rewards have been nerfed over and over and over and over and over again. Or if you don't want to do that, you can pay real money.
That is why credits. Forza is better. That is exactly why I'm happy I have my Xbox and my PC for Forza.
Well, so Forza Horizon, I agree. I would like to see if this is something that happens with Forza Motorsport when it comes out. Because this is the future of games as a service. As these live games become more and more common, this is what it looks like. It looks like games that don't work without you being connected to the internet, that are very, very grindy unless you're willing to pay extra. And it's doubly a problem with Game Pass because now you're not even paying for the games. Yeah. So they want that extra money. And the best way to get people to pay is to make the game as grindy as possible so that people who don't have the time, not just people who just want to get to the fun shit and are willing to part with their wallet or just have too much fucking money in the first place and are spending on it. But people that don't have the time but want that really fancy car, well, oh, you know, I'll just spend money and credits and be able to unlock that car. But
kind of like Ultimate Team.
Literally, this is like
back.
Gran Turismo Ultimate, what would be the team version? Like Ultimate.
I don't even know. Team Ferrari, team name, it's like, just all the different. Like,
oh, it's just a really shitty situation because Gran Turismo Sport on the PS4 was also online only. It had like a rudimentary offline mode that kind of worked, but that game was very much pitched as a multiplayer game. And even that game wasn't like this.
That's how you know it's bad.
And this is, yeah. So it just, it feels dirty because the game, it wasn't like this when it came out. And it's another example of game developers adding this stuff after the game is released, after it's been reviewed. And it's like, oh, this game isn't super grindy and it doesn't have a bunch of microtransactions and they're there, but they're kind of optional. And this game is great. And then like a week or two later, after that initial like riding the wave comes in, then they just slam the hammer down and it's like, oh yeah, now it's super grindy. And, you know, it's just not fun. It's a mess. Yeah. And then, you know, people go and look at reviews and the reviews are like, oh, this game is great. And it's not super grindy.
It is.
Like
now it is.
Now it is.
Now they have to take back all these reviews.
Yeah. So really sucks for all the people who were enjoying Gran Turismo.
You play Gran Turismo?
I do not. I do.
Obviously, as viewers know, I don't have a PlayStation, so.
I have never been super into Gran Turismo as a franchise. It's too simmy for me. So it's not like with racers, they fall into one of two categories. They're either sim racers, like, and then arcade racers. And there's some games that are like super simmy. You need like a full on fucking rig to play those games even remotely enjoyably. And then you have like Forza Motorsport and Gran Turismo, which kind of, they take that simulation aspect and they make it more approachable. They make it more tunable. So if you want the cars to feel like real cars, you can. But if you want to dial it back to make it a little bit more enjoyable, you can do that. And then you have like your Need for Speeds and your grids and your dirts and, you know, your Forza Horizons, which are super arcadey. And they're just meant for you to drive around having fun, rather than trying to realistically simulate what it's like to drive a fucking car.
Yeah.
You know? Right. And,
oh, that's funny.
And that's
the way you worded that.
Yeah. Like nobody want, if I wanted to fucking drive a car, it's like when I play Grand Theft Auto, sometimes I'll go into Grand Theft Auto and I'll be like, you know what I want to do today? I just want to drive around and enjoy the vistas, enjoy the views. And then about 25 minutes in, I'm like, I'm sitting in goddamn traffic. What am I doing?
You ever stop at the stop? Like, it'll be red. Yes. You'll stop and be like, let me just follow the rules. And after about 5 minutes, you're like, fucking go, it's green. And then you give up.
And then you realize you're playing a video game and you could have gone at any point and the game wouldn't have punished you for it.
I know.
That's funny. It's like an updated version of the shopping cart test, which is this philosophical thing that basically says you can tell if someone is a good person with or without like society or laws to guide them based on whether or not they put their shopping cart in the return like bay or not.
I always do.
Because basically the idea is there's no punishment if you don't. It's not against the law for you to leave the buggy out. There's no law that says you have to. So it's perfect. It's the perfect example of you did this because you knew it was the right thing to do.
Exactly. It's just rude. It's being considerate of other people.
It is.
Driving in video games is the same thing. Like, I'm going to follow the fucking traffic laws, even though I don't fucking have to.
I mean, I don't think I would do that, but
it's not something you consciously do. It's something that, like, you'll be driving around and you'll just be like, oh, that's a red light. I got to slow down. you. And then you realize, oh, fuck, I'm playing a video game, and you just floor it and run somebody over, and it's okay.
It's okay. No punishment.
No punishment.
You just have a one star. You can call Lester, get it over with.
Or just drive for a little bit.
Yeah, or just drive away.
The cops don't fucking swarm you for one star. They don't give a shit.
No,
they're like,
you never know.
That's the fifth hit and run today.
Oh, man. These guys in this city is just out of their minds.
Yeah. Shit, what crazy car was he driving? A white truck? Another one?
Shit.
You can run over a very large amount of people in that game before the cops are like, you should probably stop.
Yeah, that is true.
And then it's like, you know, you should just not do that. And then you keep running over people. Then they're like, all right, now you have to die.
Yeah, that's the stages right there.
There's no middle ground. It's just, you need to stop and we're going to take you to jail or you're going to die.
That is very true.
That game just got its next gen update.
It did.
It just came out. I may or may not have spent $10 on the PlayStation 5 version of Grand Theft Auto 5.
How many times have they released that game? What is this, the fourth or fifth time?
The fourth time they've released the game.
Yes. It's like the new Skyrim.
They released it on PS3 and Xbox 360, and then they released an update for Xbox One and PS4. And then they released the PC version, and then now they're releasing this update. They may have released a PS4 Pro and Xbox One X patch at some point in the interim, but this is the fourth time that they've released the game. It is becoming the new Skyrim.
It is.
I mean, Skyrim's available on what? PS3, 360, PS4, Xbox One, PC, Switch, Series consoles, PS5.
Fucking everywhere.
Alexa.
Jeez.
There's a whole, like, Skyrim thing you can install on your Amazon Echoes, and you can play it with your voice.
I didn't realize that.
They played it for laughs at E3, and then somebody was like, oh, that's funny. They would never do that. And then somebody went on. It's they actually went and did it. It's there.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a mood. That is a mood.
It's like, oh. That's
really cool.
I played it for like 5 minutes and it's not as fun as you would think. Because it's just like, you know, you're speaking to Alexa and Alexa's speaking back to you. It's kind of like an old school text-based adventure game from like way back before graphics. And it's fun in a sense, but it gets boring really quick. Maybe because I've already played Skyrim 4,000 times. So
yeah, but people like Ariel have not. They've never played it.
You haven't played it. Todd Howard just came in his pants.
Right?
He's like, somebody still hasn't played Skyrim?
You stop that, Ariel. You've played very, very, very little. Very little.
Hold on. Okay. It's kind of true. I've played a little.
All right, hold on. I'll let you know where you've gotten to, because you don't really recognize where you are.
Well, I'm currently lost in the mountains, and that's where I gave up.
Is she trying to get to Bleak Falls Barrow?
Is that yes for the Golden Claw?
For the Golden Claw,
that is where she's at.
Congratulations, you have played 0.1% of that game.
I was gonna say I think I've played like, but I played like I was lost for like an hour.
Yeah, that's
and then
the
I
point.
Just got upset and logged off and I died by a dragon and
maybe you got past it then.
Well then you know if you died randomly to a dragon then that means she got past the
well,
watch.
Well I also died by a mammoth.
That's yeah, that happens. Outside of a did you get launched? Oh no, that's the giants that launch you in a space.
But,
the mammoth.
Oh I definitely didn't see a giant.
They're usually with the mammoths.
she doesn't know what she saw.
But okay. So my brother used to play it a lot and I would watch it for like hours. I used to just sit and watch my brother play video games because I thought they looked cool and I had nothing better to do. So I've seen a lot of the game. I just haven't played a lot of the game. Yeah, but I'm not like mindless when it comes to it. Like in Assassin's Creed, I haven't played even a minute of it, but I've watched hours of it.
Yeah.
So like I kind of know. Like, as far as how it goes and stuff, I just haven't been the one to do it.
Well, you definitely should be the one to do it.
Skyrim is a fantastic game.
It's eye-opening. That's
what everyone says. But you know what? And we just talked about this. I don't know if you were listening, Chase, but I like pretty games.
it's a pretty game.
Skyrim. Don't
it is a pretty game.
It's gray. It's all gray. It's like one color.
Miss, I've played 0.1% of the game.
Let me introduce you to one word. Mods.
Yes.
Okay, well, mods. Hook me up with some mods and maybe I'll play more than 20 minutes.
So I will agree that OG Skyrim has a very like desaturated color palette.
Thank you.
That they fixed in the special edition that came out on. Do we still call them last gen consoles because the new consoles haven't been like aren't super widely available yet, or are they old? I'm just going to call them old gen consoles of the PS4 and Xbox One variety. That game boosted the saturation a bit, so it's a bit more colorful. But it's still like, you know, you have like, if you go further north, you get into these very snowy environments that are very just bleak. But then you have like forests and tundra and, you know.
I didn't see a forest.
Well, you gotta you start the game in a fucking forest.
her thing is not adding up. It's not adding up.
You literally leave. You leave the starting city, you go through that whole dungeon, and when you walk out, you're in the fucking woods.
A dungeon?
What? Have you even played the game?
Aren't you, like, tied up and
Yeah, you're on a cart.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the city gets attacked by a dragon just before you get executed.
And you run away. And you
maybe
run
that was away. The dragon she was talking
no.
about.
No.
I don't think you can die to Alduin there. I think you can, but you have to purposely like stand in his fire.
I died.
First known case of dying in the tutorial.
Didn't I say last time that if I survive the first minute or 2 minutes of a survival game, I'm doing really well.
It's not even really
and it's a survival not, game. It's yeah. not a survival game. But if you can die in it.
You're talking about any game.
Exactly. I basically restart every single game twice.
And she was asking me why she couldn't play Elden Ring when I told her she could.
Listen, was so offended. You can't play it.
I am very good at video games. And I am very patient. And I just can't with those games. I just can't.
I'm going to play it.
I physically cannot. You know what? If you play that game and you're good at it, I will fucking play it.
I'm going to play it just to prove y'all wrong. I'm going to surprise y'all.
Spend the $60 on it? 10 minutes, I mean?
No. If I do that, I'm going to spend like 60 hours on it just to prove you wrong.
Oh, yeah.
It'll
take me a few months.
The very first boss you come across in that game... you are meant to die too.
Nah, I'll survive.
Oh, okay. You're just a different breed.
I really
Swords,
am.
You can, Swords, I trust you can. Me, bro.
I think you can beat it, but it's kind of like Bloodborne in a way where like in Bloodborne. So
hey, now
Bloodborne is the PS4 game. It's a FromSoft game.
She doesn't know what that is.
It's a PlayStation exclusive.
I literally just thought, what's that?
FromSoft is the company that makes the Dark Souls games and Sekiro and Bloodborne.
Slow down.
I'm just listing off, they're just games. I'm just listing off game titles. Bloodborne was the PS4 exclusive that they made, and it's like this Lovecraftian, like Victorian horror thing. It is a beautiful game. And when you start the game, you're meant to die at some point. It's not quite as like we're just gonna drop a boss in your face like Elden Ring does, and you're kind of meant to die to the boss. You're just kind of going through, and you're meant to eventually die because that's the only way you can kind of progress. Because then you get like shown the location you have to go to. That's another game that I played like 10 hours of and was like, I'm bad at this, so
I will quit now.
So I am done. I do want to give Elden Ring a shot. I've been shitting on it, but I do want to give it a shot because I have heard a lot of people who are terrible at the Dark Souls games who are like, oh yeah, no, I'm enjoying this game a lot. Hmm. And I'm like, how? Like, how?
How?
Like, it's not an easy game. How are you enjoying it? If you were terrible at those, how are you not terrible at this one? I guess magic? I don't fucking know.
True.
I mean, it do have magic in it.
It do have magic, and magic is does make it easier.
Yeah, so maybe that's the key.
Maybe it's literally magic.
Yeah, maybe it's... What were we talking about before all this? I don't remember. Grand Theft Auto of some kind. The next gen patches are available. You can buy those games if you want to. And
you can buy them if you want. Whatever. Back to the news.
Buy them if you getting want. Back on track.
And Gran Turismo 7 is a mess. And don't buy it. Moving on. Sony had a PlayStation State of Play this week, and it was one of their game-specific ones. So they do this from time to time. They have these little, like, 20 to 30-minute streams that they do every now and then. Sometimes it's multiple games, like it was a couple weeks ago, and then this week it was focused on a single game, and that game was Hogwarts Legacy.
Beautiful. Which is
the upcoming magic game set in the Wizarding World from Avalanche and Warner Brothers. So they showed off 14 minutes of gameplay. They had like an extra 6-minute video talking with some of the developers. And I am super stoked about this game now.
Very hyped.
It looks way better than I thought it would. And I was very cautiously like optimistic that it would be okay. And I was like, I just don't know. Cause very few Harry Potter games have been good.
Very true.
Like outside of some of the older like PS1 and PS2 games and fucking, you know, the Lego ones. And outside of that, there just hasn't really been a good Harry Potter game. So
no, agreed. Agreed.
I was like, maybe by taking it away from the Harry Potter timeline, setting it back, having its own story, all of that stuff would do wonders. And it looks really, really good.
It's beautiful.
It's very pretty, which, I mean, you have to expect from a game release these days that it'll look good. You would hope so, anyway.
Yeah.
But you are a student at Hogwarts, and you get to be a student at Hogwarts, and you get placed into a house, and you go to classes, and you learn shit, and then there's this whole story going on at the same time that you can do, and I didn't realize this game was open world, but the world looks massive. Mm. They're flying around places, and I'm like, holy shit.
Just excited to see Hogwarts, to be honest.
Yes, yes.
That's what I'm hyped about, especially since they put in all the houses.
Yeah, you have all the houses, you have, you know, potions class, defense against the dark arts, charms, herbology, I imagine, they said, and more, so I assume there's more classes in there. Those are the key ones, though. Those are going to teach you how to do magic and potions and, you know, shit, so those are the key ones you'll need to do for gameplay. And then the Room of Requirement is in there, and it's like your base of operations. And like
the Room of Requirement,
that's cool.
Oh, I love the Room of Requirement.
Yeah, so you basically are building up your own little base with stuff in there, and you can collect magical creatures because they got to tie in with the Fantastic Beasts stuff. So
of course
you can like collect magical creatures, and I mean, it just looks like a very complex game compared to what I thought it was going to be. And it looks really, really good. I'm very excited about it. Combat looks a little iffy.
Yeah, I saw that too.
But I'm really excited to... They have, like, it has gear, so I'm really excited to be, like, running around Hogwarts in my robes. And then when I go out into the world, I'm dressed, like, completely differently. So that's going to be fun.
Let me guess. You are a Ravenclaw.
Me?
Yes. No, you're a Hufflepuff. I can sense
a Hufflepuff.
It. You're a Hufflepuff.
That is insulting. How that is dare not you? Insulting.
Hufflepuffs aren't bad.
How dare you? I am not a Hufflepuff.
Hufflepuffs aren't
so
bad.
I took the Pottermore sorting quiz years ago when Pottermore first was released. I am a Slytherin.
You are not a Slytherin. It. You stop that nonsense.
I am a Slytherin.
I think you need to retake that test.
You definitely need to retake that.
I took it multiple times. Trust me, I didn't believe it either.
All right. What do you think I am?
You're probably, you know what? You're probably a Hufflepuff.
A since Hufflepuff? You seem to be a Hufflepuff. I am not a Hufflepuff. Oh my god. That is insulting.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Oh no.
But you're such a Hufflepuff apologist over there.
Hufflepuff apologist.
Yes.
No. I am a Ravenclaw.
Ariel, do you know what house you are?
She does. She doesn't want to admit it.
I don't know what I am.
You are. I've made you take the quiz, and I made you take it twice to prove that you are a...
I don't remember.
You're the Hufflepuffologist.
I am.
That's, you know, that's okay. Hufflepuffs are really chill, and they like food, and, you know, it's...
I felt embarrassed.
They're a bunch of stoners. I mean, that's exactly what the Hufflepuffs are.
I'm not, though. I don't belong there.
Listen, I don't always feel like I belong in Slytherin.
I don't think you belong there, either.
But then sometimes I hear myself talk about other people, and I'm like, yeah, no, I probably do. Like... You know, it's so the reason I think I got it was more as like Slytherins are not evil, not like the movies portray them as. They're cunning, yeah.
Right.
And they're, you know, it's not just book smarts. It's also like just being not necessarily street smarts, but street smarts.
Street smarts.
Street smarts.
I love that I got that.
But yeah, no. So it's more of a cunning thing, I guess. I don't know. I took the test like 3 times because I was like, I don't believe that I'm a Slytherin, but I don't want to tell the sorting hat that I don't want to pull a Harry and be a bitch. Be like, I ain't no Slytherin.
Like, I ain't no Slytherin. That ain't me.
The hat knows. The hat knows.
Yeah, you gotta let the hat decide.
Yeah, the hat has to decide. The sorting hat knows, and it put me in Slytherin thrice. So
thrice.
Thrice it put me in Slytherin. So, yeah, no, the hat does not lie.
I took it like 4 times, and 3 of the 4 has been Ravenclaw.
Yeah, what was it the 4th time?
Gryffindor.
Hmm.
It was actually the 2nd time it was Gryffindor. So I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. I can't have 2 separate... let me retake this. And then I got Ravenclaw, and I was like, let me retake this 1 more time.
Yeah. I took it, and I was it. Like, Slytherin? I was like, best 2 out of 3. So I took it again. And it was Slytherin. I was like, best 3 out of 5.
Please, please, something.
And I took it again. It was Slytherin. I was like, okay.
All right.
I knew it was broke when it gave me Hufflepuff.
No.
Where would you put yourself? You know, Ravenclaw is wise and smart. Slytherin is cunning and sly.
Right.
Gryffindor is brave and impulsive. And Hufflepuff is chillaxed and stoned out of their brains.
Man, is there another option?
No. There's only 4. There's only 4.
I guess I'm not going to Hogwarts.
So Hufflepuff is a strong sense of justice, loyalty, patience, and hard work.
Dang it, that is me.
Yeah, what's Ravenclaw?
Let's see. Ravenclaw is intelligence, learning, wisdom, and wit.
That's so me.
Yeah.
No?
No, I think it is.
Slytherin is ambition, resourcefulness, determination, and cleverness.
You is kind of clever.
I do be making clever jokes.
I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, my fault.
And then Gryffindor is courage as well as daring, nerve, and chivalry. So
that is not me.
Nope, I ain't brave.
And chivalry?
We had a fucking wasp fly into my work yesterday, And my one of my people was like, "Hey, we got a wasp in here. I need you to come and kill it." And somebody else on our communication thing was just like, "That's a man's job. I ain't coming." And I just got on and said, "Well, then I guess I'm not a man, because I ain't coming either."
So I know your roommate doesn't like wasps too. What happens if there's a wasp?
I kill it.
Oh.
We had so one in sweet. We had one in the apartment like the first week we moved in here.
Oh, really?
And I just killed it. Yeah, I just smashed it. I'm not, it's, I just, my thing is if it flies or has eight legs, I don't fuck with it. Like, I just don't fuck with it. But I'm not, like, petrified of wasps and bees and stuff. It's more of like a, I've never been stung by one, so I don't know if I'm deathly allergic. And I don't want to find out today.
They're not comfy, that's for sure.
Yeah.
No, they are not.
I don't think I am because my dad's been stung and he was okay. So I think I'm fine.
I was trying to order Starbucks earlier and I had to wait because this freaking wasp wouldn't leave me alone. Stupid and wasp. I felt so rude because I was like, I'm so sorry.
He wanted some Starbucks.
Well, I wasn't trying to shame him.
He was thirsty, that's all.
I had a wasp fly in my car in the Burger King drive-thru once.
Oh, fuck.
And my first thought was, this is what I get for going to Burger King.
Oh, I have a story. Oh. All right. Don't judge me on this. But I was on my way to class one day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I would say this has been within the year, but it's been closer to a year. But I was on my way to class, and I was at a stoplight. And the left lane has the arrow. It's turning left. And I'm in the very first lane that goes straight. So I'm just chilling. My window's down because my car didn't have AC. So a fucking big wasp, I mean a huge boy, flies through my window. And I start like tweaking. I'm like, bro, get the hell out of here. And I'm like trying to swat it. And this thing is like aggroed because I'm swatting at it. And then I really start freaking out. So I'm like swatting my hand and I'm at a red light. I'm like freaking out. And all of a sudden I see the light turn green. I'm like, I have to go. Cause if I go, it'll pull it out the window, you know?
Yeah.
So I gassed that bitch. It was only the green arrow. I had a red light.
Oh no.
Yeah. And luckily there was nobody around. Luckily there was nobody turning. But I slammed on the gas to get that bitch out my window, and he flew out, but at what cost?
I mean, if you almost didn't get a ticket, wrecked. Then the cost wasn't high enough. Like,
true.
Or you just hit somebody.
But, man, oh, I was fearing for my life.
Wasps are little fuckers. Like, they know what they're doing.
They do.
They're not like bees, which are little cute. Like, I'm going to go touch some flowers and then go touch some other flowers. And don't hurt me.
Make everybody happy.
I might
sting
you. But I ain't going to 100% commit because I might die. Versus a wasp is like, you want some meth, motherfucker?
You want some meth? I got that good shit.
I got insect PCP. I'm going to sting you. Oh, you looked at me funny. I'm going to sting you.
That shit funny.
You say my name, bitch.
That shit funny.
Yeah. See, I'm that way with spiders. Like, I was driving home from work, and I was going through a roundabout, and all of a sudden, there was a spider on my hand in my car.
On your hand?
On my hand.
No, thank you.
Oh,
I swear I nearly crashed my car.
Mm-mm.
Out of the roundabout. And I made the most ungodly noise. I was just like,
I'm gonna pass.
And then I managed to kill it. But then I got to the place I was going, and I walked inside, and somebody I was meeting was like, "Are you okay?" I said, "I think I gotta burn my car.
I gotta throw the whole car away after this one.
I gotta throw the whole car away. It's the only way to be sure." Like,
I just got the heebie-jeebies from you saying it was on your hand.
Yeah, I hate spiders.
The heebie-jeebies.
You know what I'm talking about? So much.
Yes, goosebumps.
The goosebumps.
Exactly, the heebie-jeebies.
The goosebumps.
heebie-jeebies.
Man, we're off on some tangents tonight.
See, in Florida, really the in Florida, the goosebumps and the heebie-jeebies are completely different things.
Oh no.
We make our own rules there. That's just oh man. But yeah, so Hogwarts Legacy looks like fun.
It does. It looks like fireworks when you fight each other.
That's how magic works.
Yeah.
It's pretty. So,
I wonder how the spells are going to be, though. Do you just click a button and it throws that spell at you?
I'd imagine it's probably something along the lines of...
It's like a combination.
It's probably like you hold down a button and you can like select from spells. Like different buttons are mapped to different spells.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's like my thing about the combat. They didn't really show it other than kind of like as background while they were talking. So I'd like to see what that looks like, because I'll plug a fucking microphone up into my goddamn controller and I'll just be like, stupefy!
Stupefy!
Matrificus Totalus!
That would be fun. That's an idea.
Also, I like the implication towards the end of the video, the player character casts Avada Kedavra, which tells me I can kill some motherfuckers.
Oh no!
Like, yeah. I can just flat out be like, Avada Kedavra, Avada bitch!
You think this could be like an honor system? Oh my god.
Wait, what did you ask me?
Do you think there's gonna be an honor system?
Oh my god. Like, how many unforgivable curses have you done today? Like,
it's that would be funny.
Like, if you use too many, you get a star. Oh, and then the wizard police are like, you should maybe stop.
You should maybe stop after that fourth one.
Then you do one more and it's like, now you have to die.
I mean, that's the third one today. You can't just kill somebody because you don't like the way they look.
Yeah, that's not okay.
That's not okay here at Hogwarts.
What is this, Cleveland? Like,
fucking Cleveland.
This is Hogwarts, not America. We don't just shoot people because they look different than the rest of us.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, we're pushing some boundaries.
Yeah, no. The only thing about that game that I'm worried about is the combat. Like I said, I just don't know how it's going to work. And they really didn't. They just showed it. They didn't really kind of go into in depth on how it works control wise, which is kind of a missed opportunity.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, and you know, maybe let's see how long J.K. Rowling can keep her fucking mouth shut.
Oh, here we go.
I don't give it very long. I don't give it very long, but. We aren't going to go into that conversation. That bitch. Okay, anyway.
Gotta throw in a little that bitch.
Yeah. So, like I said last week, I'm going to make sure I do a good job of saying this. The situation in Ukraine, unfortunately, is still ongoing, and the war has not stopped, which is bad, obviously. Mm. I don't want people to get misconstrued that I somehow support Vladimir Putin.
Vladimir Putin.
I don't.
Yeah, definitely not.
So Epic Games has decided to donate all of their Fortnite proceeds to Ukraine relief between March 20th and April 3rd. Additionally, cool. Xbox will also donate all of their net proceeds from Fortnite purchases during the same period. So more game developers are continuing to send money to Ukraine.
Good.
Which is good.
What's up?
They need all the help they can get.
Yeah.
They've certainly been fighting like hell, so.
Very true.
And then Nintendo has put the eShop in maintenance mode as well. So they have, you can no longer buy games on the Switch in Russia. So.
In Russia.
If you listen to this podcast and you happen to be in Russia, I don't think we have any Russian listeners, but if you happen to be there,
I would assume not.
Yeah, right.
I really feel bad for you because of these people that are running your country.
I was going to say, like, the people are really suffering for all these games.
Like, yeah, no. I mean, obviously, I think this is probably the least of their worries.
Oh, absolutely.
But, yeah. Now, apparently at one point, I'm looking at the geographic data for the podcast. Apparently at one point, somebody from Russia listened to it.
For real?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yo, what?
Yeah, we are an international
podcast. They stumbled upon it.
Yeah, 88% of our listens are from the United States. 7% are from Germany. They're probably not listening again after my time stuff earlier.
They hung up the phone already.
They were like, "All right, we out."
We're going to go ahead and cut that off here.
Deuces from Deutschland.
From Deutschland.
Oh my gosh. And if any of them stayed, they definitely are gone now.
Please don't go. Please don't go.
I don't think you're helping it.
No, I'm not helping it. But yeah, so every little bit helps. So if you buy anything in Fortnite, buy the battle pass or whatever, you'll be helping support humanitarian relief in Ukraine. And they have a list on their website of all of the charities they're donating to: Direct Relief, UNICEF, the UN World Food Program, and the UN Refugee Agency. Lots of good organizations.
Yes. Sounds that way.
You cannot opt out. They literally have on here, can I opt out if I don't want my Fortnite purchases to go towards humanitarian relief?
Why would they not? Like, who would try to go out of their way to do that? Rude.
Russians,
maybe? I don't know. Well, I don't.
Not a laughing matter, but still.
Yeah. No. This isn't a laughing matter, but at the same time, we have to do something to get through the day. And with all the sadness and destruction and everything that I see on a daily basis, I gotta laugh at something.
Very true.
At something. Or play a video game, which I clearly don't like to do anymore either. So,
no, I guess none of us do. We're on a gaming podcast, and nobody's been playing video games at all.
Again, a gaming podcast by people who don't play video games.
I guess
at this point, we should just call that the name of the podcast.
it's just change the order of the letters so it's like, oh, we don't know what we're talking about. It's the XBAY.
No, do the ABXY and then just do the PlayStation symbols.
I can do XO, but and I guess I could use an A for triangle, but how the fuck do I do a square?
I don't know, sorry.
A square.
Brackets.
Exactly.
Just do A triangle square B.
A triangle square. Welcome to the A triangle square B podcast.
Yeah, A triangle square B cast.
Oh, Lanta.
Yeah.
That's too funny.
We got our play box here and we're going to play some games.
Our play box.
We got Mario on the play box. We got God of War on the play box.
We got everything.
We got everything on the play box.
Okay, everything. You name it, we got it on the XBY Triangle Square podcast.
Oh gosh.
We even got JK Rowling's turf ass bitch mouth on the
X. Oh my god.
Oh man. Oh, you're just gonna change it like that?
We got fast ass SSDs. We got fucking methamphetamine. Time. We got standard time and daylight savings time.
Or no time. However you like it.
That's a setting in the options. That's funny. Pops up time, yes or no.
Yes.
I say no to time.
Do you want to opt into time this year? Yes or no?
No time for me. I'm good.
I'm a pass this year. Maybe next time.
Maybe time is the problem. Like, maybe time is the systemic problem with our society.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. So the Playbox has a super fast SSD, but it doesn't have direct storage, which is what makes the super fast SSD super fast for games. And Windows now has direct storage, which Microsoft announced on the 14th that starting today, which was 7 days ago, Windows games. starting 7 days ago, Windows games can now ship with direct storage. So direct storage is an API that allows the GPU and to have direct access to the storage on your computer, hence the direct storage. It requires that you have a PCI Gen 4 SSD in your system, and you have a compatible graphics card and a CPU that supports it. But as long as you have the hardware that will work, which if you're running on the most recent set of GPUs and CPUs, you should be fine. It basically will get you console-like SSD performance. So super fast loading times. And it eventually should pave the way for some Xbox features like Quick Resume to come to PC, which would be super awesome.
Yes.
So it's nice because I am playing... I've had an SSD on my computer for a while. I've been on the SSD train for years. And games load really fast on my computer. But they load next level fast on the PS5. And I've seen loading times on the Xbox as well, and they also load crazy fast. And it's like, I don't get those loading times at all on my PC. Like, my PC still loads quickly, and it's not, like, taking forever. But it doesn't load near as fast as these consoles do. Right. And it doesn't turn on near as quickly as the consoles do. And the games don't launch near as fast, which some of that stuff is... is the games. Some of that stuff is, you know, all the shit you got to go through to get into the game.
Right.
But this would allow that to potentially change on the games front, which could allow something like Ratchet and Clank to work on a PC, which I don't think it would in its current state. And then Quick Resume is also really cool because it basically suspends your games in the background. And then when you go to launch them again later, it very quickly resumes you to where you were.
That's nice.
That is nice.
Which is something that PCs don't do. Granted, you can minimize your games, but they're still eating resources, whereas this kind of saves the state of the game and then terminates the game, puts that data into RAM, and then you can launch it up later and it just reloads from where it was. No games currently support it. So obviously it just became publicly available. Developers have had access to it for a while. And Microsoft did make one change to it. So originally direct storage was only going to be supported on Windows 11. But it will work with Windows 10. But Windows 11 is recommended for the best direct storage performance. And you may see benefits on any storage. So even though you're going to get the best results from a NVMe SSD, you could still see benefits even on an old school hard drive. And basically the idea of this is to give developers the ability to offload stuff from the CPU to the GPU to the storage subsystem. Apparently they're working on GPU decompression next, which is another thing that the consoles have, which is dedicated decompression blocks to kind of offload compression from the CPU. That could drastically reduce game sizes on PC because games could be compressed and then decompress on the fly, which is what they do on the next gen systems. So as much as I hate Microsoft like doing all this stuff for Xbox and then bringing it to Windows after the fact, it'll be nice to have some of those console-specific features that'll make PC gaming a little bit better.
Ariel, you got that?
The real question is, Chase, do you got that?
You said PC?
PC, yes.
PC.
PC. Basically, it's going to make your storage go vroom vroom very fast.
Right.
Fast storage, vroom vroom.
Fast storage, but it's not available in any games yet, and nobody has come out and announced support for it. So, but once it is available, if you have a modern system with modern components, you should see a tangible benefit to loading times and streaming of assets into the game, so reduced pop-in, things like that.
Okay.
Very, very beneficial for games, but just... It was in the news, right?
In the news.
That was announced this week.
In the news.
In the news. Microsoft also announced that they are improving Xbox cloud gaming performance on the iPhone and the iPad. I guess they did.
Yay. Super excited. Super stoked.
I suppose.
I played a little bit on my phone the other night after they released this information, and I honestly did not notice a difference. So they basically said that they have improved some video, made some video optimizations, and improved input latency. And the video still looks kind of okay. Like it's kind of looks like a 1080p YouTube video. You know, it looks fine, but it don't look like, you know, 4K Netflix. Like it's not that clean. It still feels a little mushy, but it's not terrible. You know, it's not unplayable depending on the game you're playing. Like I wouldn't be playing like a fighting game on here or a Twitch shooter on here, like something that requires really precise control, but like Assassin's Creed probably plays fine, you know, if it's on the Game Pass, which it isn't. So,
I just said that would be so fun.
I think the biggest roadblock they're having is that they can't have an app, so they can't make low level adjustments to it on iOS. They have to run through Safari, which
that's dumb.
Yeah, that's already an issue in itself.
Yeah, so all the streaming services have this problem. If you have an iPhone, Stadia, Luna, GeForce Now, Xbox Cloud Gaming, they all have to run through the browser. And thankfully, the browser supports controller input. Otherwise, these wouldn't work at all.
Yeah.
But the experience is not as good as if there was a native app that you could play on. Not going to lie, as someone who has played cloud games and thinks the experience is okay, I've seriously considered getting like not a cheap Android phone, but like a nice quality mid-range Android phone specifically for this. Just to be able to play games on the go.
You would go to Android just for that?
Not to replace my iPhone.
But just as like a gaming phone?
Like as a gaming phone. Like having like a nice little cheap Android phone that...
For Candy Crush.
No. For, like Stadia.
For Candy Crush and Wordle. Like
that. No, that I'll continue to do on my iPhone. Yeah. Not Candy Crush. I don't play that bullshit. But
like, hey man, that's fun.
It no, is not.
Stop
it
that.
Is not.
You stop that.
It's
stop
to it. Pass the time.
Stop. No. Pass the time doing something else.
Be like my grandma, who's at like level 6,000 or whatever the fuck in Candy Crush.
It's like Chase's mom.
Yeah, my mom is way up there.
Yeah. It's an
old She's probably spent game. Like hundreds of dollars on that game.
She spends money?
Yes.
Oh, no.
That's even worse.
My grandma doesn't even do that.
She told me she's probably put like a grand in it by now.
Oh, my gosh. And Ultimate Team is bad.
I felt a disturbance in the force.
Oh,
millions of voices cried out and were suddenly silenced.
A moment of silence.
Oh, man.
A moment of silence for all the money my mom has spent on Candy.
Apparently, it's genetic. I now understand why you spend so much money on Ultimate Team.
Or maybe she genetic. Got it from Chase.
It's genetic.
That's also a possibility. I will bring that up. Next time she complains about me spending money on video games, I'll be like, hush your mouth, woman. You spend money for Candy Crush.
And just what you're going to get the response of, well, it's different.
It is not different. It is way worse.
And it's like, no, it's way worse. Like... It's
$1,000 on Candy Crush.
No,
they can still update the game because it hurt.
She's the whole reason Activision is still in business.
Exactly.
Her by herself.
But yeah, so they've released these updates. I again didn't notice a difference when I played. I still don't have like an overall favorite game streaming service. I think they all kind of
do the same.
They all kind of bunk in their own way. So like Stadia just is Stadia and it's fine, but its model sucks. Oh, you want to play games on Stadia? Cool. You got to pay full price for the game and then you get to stream it. You can't download it anywhere. You don't own it. You just get to stream it.
That's whack.
It's kind of stupid. And then Luna is kind of the subscription service. We talked about it on a previous episode, where you basically subscribe to channels that have a different selection of games, and the price can very quickly go up very fast on that. And then you have Xbox Cloud Gaming, which has a really good library, but it's probably the least good performance-wise of all of them. And then you have GeForce Now, which is like, yo, you already own all these PC games. You can just sign into your Steam account and play them on GeForce Now. But it's really awesome, and it's only $10 a month. You can only play for 6 hours at a time.
Are you serious?
You get priority access, though, so when your 6 hours is up, you can just log right back in. But we got to kick you off after 6 hours. At least you ain't those freeloaders. They only get an hour.
Oh, my.
Why?
Or you can pay $20 a month, and you get access to a 3080. It's like, that's where they all went.
That's we found where they
them.
Went.
We found all the 3080s. They're all in NVIDIA servers. that's how you get like 4K and HDR and all that shit. And that's, you know, $20 a month. So that's really expensive. So they all have their own flaws. But yeah. So it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Microsoft also brought cloud gaming to Steam Deck. They released a update for Edge that added Steam controller support to it. So now you can play that on the Steam Deck. And Google also released a beta version of Chrome that has all of those enhancements in it. So you'll be able to play Stadia and other cloud streaming services on your Steam Deck through the browser. So if you have a Steam Deck, you can now play even more games.
Hey.
Including Destiny 2, which is on Steam for free.
Okay.
Now, the only problem is you have to rebuy all the expansions.
Oh, that's another grand in itself.
Yeah, because your progress is cross-platform, but your purchases are not. So you have to buy all of the expansions on all of the systems you want to play on.
That's why.
Destiny 2 is like the perfect example of a game where a subscription makes sense. Like, let me pay you $5 a month, and you just add content to the game, and I can play it on whatever fucking box I want to play it on. And I don't got to pay for all these extra DLCs. It's just included, and I can play it anywhere because the game's free to play, so you can just download it on whatever system you want. It's like the perfect game for that.
Yeah.
But no, they don't do it.
They release DLCs every few months and then make them fucking $40.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, all those guns you had that were great, not anymore.
Not anymore. We're going to go ahead and cut that off.
They're shit now.
All that grinding you did, absolutely pointless.
And if you want to play the fun stuff, you better find 5 other friends who also play Destiny.
You gotta find friends.
And then devote like 3 hours to a raid.
You know what? One more story time, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
So on Destiny 1, there was this, I can't think of the raid, but it's the very last raid.
Oh, no, it's not Vaulted Glass then. That was the first one, wasn't it?
No, that was the first one. Very last one. It was like the tech one with the swarm or whatever. Mm-hmm. Anywho. So I loved it so much. I don't know why. Like, part of the raid for you to get one of the outbreak guns, you needed to learn binary. And I learned binary just so I can... Yes! I learned binary just so I can get these guns. And I loved the raid so fucking much for no reason. I would just play a raid. And once you play it one time, you basically get it. Like, you don't have to play it again. But I played again. And again, and again, and again. And I just play it over and over. I played that raid like 4 times. And on the 5th time, biggest fucking mistake of my life. It was a Saturday. I was still in high school. I hop in with some randoms. None of these guys have ever done the raid. And I've played this raid 4-5 times. Like, I know what the fuck I'm doing. When I tell you this raid, because they also wanted to get the gun, so I had to teach one of them binary on the fly. Anyway, that's off topic.
when I tell when you, I get into a game and have to learn a whole fucking language. Yes,
right. But this shit took 7 hours.
Are what? So fucking long.
They only take, this one only took like 2 to 3, but that's, it's because these guys were horrible, but they were, I felt bad because they were like, we've never completed one because nobody wants to stick with us. And it was like a guilt trip. Oh. And then it became from a guilt trip to determination. Like,
yeah.
I will carry these guys through this raid. Update. We did. After 7 hours, we completed it.
Well, good.
That's, it was a very, very great moment.
It's like in World of Warcraft. If you want to do a raid in World of Warcraft, you need, like, depending on the raid, they have, you know, 25-man raids. They have 40-man raids.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
And, like, you can...
I didn't know that.
You can queue for those things. Like, you can go into random groups. Like, they're obviously meant for, like, guilds and shit, like, for right. to run. But you right. can go in and run that with randoms. And, like, those take hours. Like, they're 3-4 hours long to complete the raid. And there was one night me and Matt were playing, and the guild we were in was like, yeah, no, we're going to run a raid. And I'm like, all right, cool. I had to go to bed in the middle of the raid. I was like, y'all, I got to go to sleep. Like, this is, I didn't realize this was going to take this long. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, I
probably would have quit, too.
I was like, I stayed up. I had to finish it, but... But that's like why if you ever get into World of Warcraft, those guilds, they're like, all right, we raid on these nights and you have to be there. Like,
I wouldn't mind getting into it. Would you be willing to teach a fellow Trovian?
Dude,
no.
I have been having the urge.
I will have
back into World of Warcraft for a while, and I thought Lost Ark would scratch that itch, and I dropped off like a rock. Of that game, like, I really love it. It's really good. I fell the fuck out of it, and I just haven't had the urge to fire it back up. But
hear your urge,
yeah, man.
I am the itch. Scratch away.
Oh, so no. I feel like I might be able to scratch your itch. So you have to pay $15 a month.
Oh, hold up. Nope, never mind. I'm good. No, I'm kidding.
So it's $15 a month to play World of Warcraft, and that's to play everything but the most recent expansion.
Okay, not bad.
But we can get around that if you don't mind playing something that's a little clunkier. You can play WoW Classic, which is the like OG World of Warcraft experience from 2004 with some enhancements. And that is included in the subscription.
Ooh.
So, but like, man, I need to go take a vacation.
Right? Well, I've never really gotten to an MMO besides... Oh, there was this free one. Oh, I can't think of it. I would have to do some research and get back next week on the next episode.
Yeah.
But I haven't really played many MMOs, but the one I played, I loved it. But I played it by myself, so it was not fun.
Yeah. Mm. They're just, it's just a huge time commitment. That's the big, World of Warcraft, I don't want anybody to think, it is a fantastic game. Like, new and classic. Like, it is fantastic. It just requires a level of time commitment that is in a lot of ways incompatible with how we play games today. Like, and WoW's biggest struggle has been trying to adapt to a world where people don't just play one game and people are playing like 5-6 games at a time.
Right.
And juggling between them, unless you're Ariel, yeah. In which case you're yeah. You can for be a hot ass elf lady. In World of Warcraft.
Say less. You sold me there.
Yeah. So, and they are making some changes. They are, they're adding the ability, not in Classic, but in the base game. They are going to add the ability for you to play with players who are in a different faction from you, because they have the factions that you can, you know, hoard an alliance.
Right.
But I think the biggest problem that WoW has is it's kind of transitioned into just the way every other MMO is, which is you play the content when the thing drops and you rush through it all, you play all the dungeons, you do all the raids, you get the best gear, and then you're just logging in every day and playing dailies and doing your whatever the daily fucking checklist is, or you drop off the game, you know, and you come back when there's a big patch. So I don't know. I definitely though have been itching to get back into WoW, and I don't know why.
Didn't you put like years of that in?
Yes. I played that game for years. I don't know. It was an addiction for a while. Like, I would literally come home from school and just be like, fuck homework, I need to play WoW. Like, that's how bad it was. Like, spring break, once Matt is able to get on, congratulations, Dimmy, just had his baby, by the way.
Congrats, Matt.
So that's why he hasn't been on. If anybody's wondering why he didn't come on, it's because his wife just gave birth.
Next week, perhaps? So,
I might give him a little bit more time than that. I'm not going to rush him on.
Say.
You know,
Put
the kid on the podcast. That kid is big, so that kid might be able to talk for all I know. I got more hair than I do. There was in high school with spring break. We played that game almost nonstop for a week.
Ooh.
I had my desktop and we commandeered my mom's laptop. Like, I literally walked out into the living room because he didn't have a computer at the time. And I was like, hey, I need this. And she's like, why? And I was like, we're playing World of Warcraft and we're both playing at the same time. So I'm taking this. And just went into the room and set it up. And we would just swap. Every few hours we would move. I would get on the laptop. He would get on the desktop and vice versa. And other than like sleeping for like 6-ish hours a night, we played that game from sunup to sundown for like,
the whole spring break.
For like 5 or 6 days straight.
Sheesh.
And anywhere I would, any laptop I could get my hands on, because I couldn't take my desktop with me anywhere, any laptop that I could get my hands on that could play WoW, I installed WoW on it. So that I could play WoW wherever I was. Like, my dad's laptop had WoW on it, my uncle, his laptop had WoW on it, and then when my computer fucking fried, I borrowed that laptop for months. And I literally just was able to play WoW on it. And I even installed WoW on a MacBook Air so that I could play on a MacBook.
That's dedication.
I was going to say, that's
commitment. That is dedication.
Yeah. I was.
A ring.
It was a legitimate, like, addiction. I mean, I was able to quit it pretty easily. I kind of fell off of it. But as I do with games, after enough time, I'm just like, I've played that. I've had my fun.
Right.
Put it down. But I, but yeah, no, it was a, man. Yeah.
You're just like, ooh.
Just open up Battle.net. oh man. Cause I will get back into that. I'll play WoW Classic. I'll play WoW.
I'll give it a shot. Like I said, MMOs aren't really my cup of tea, but I've been itching. I guess you could say, since you're also itching, for a chance at it. Because I feel like I haven't given a chance. I can't judge a whole genre without giving it a chance.
It just depends on the MMO. MMOs these days aren't really a monolith anymore. Like, it really just depends on what kind of game you want to play. And, you know, what kind of environment. I think World of Warcraft is still one of the best MMOs. I think there's definitely issues with it as it's aged. I mean, it's old. I mean, it's 18 years old almost.
Right.
I mean, so it is definitely not it's not a game that necessarily has aged very well in a lot of aspects, but it's not a game you're meant to play by yourself. So if you're playing with other people, then it isn't bad. It's extremely fun. And, you know, it just really depends on what kind of MMO you like. I think there's an MMO for everybody. It's just finding the MMO that fits your playstyle. Like, a lot of people really fuck with Final Fantasy 14. I mean, I haven't played it myself, but a lot of people fuck with it. I know Matt, that's kind of his go-to MMO at the moment. He loves Final Fantasy 14. I'm a big fan of Elder Scrolls Online. I love that game. Immensely. I admit it has its flaws, but I love it a lot. I love the world. I love exploring the world. I love the quests and the storylines that it tells, but I also don't play it like an MMO in the traditional sense. I play it like a single player game where I'm running around and yeah, there's other people running around, but I don't give a fuck. I'm not playing with them. I'm playing by myself.
Mood.
You know, and I really enjoy that game for that kind of experience. But when I'm trying to find an MMO that I want to play with other people, Like, I always come back to WoW as the game that really clicked with me for that purpose. I'm always down to play WoW. And I am not going to be the kind of person that's like, you have to like it. Like, just you don't like it.
Into it, you know?
You know? Oh, it's very easy to be eased into. It's not a game that gets, like, super... It doesn't, like, throw all of its systems on you at once. It doles them out. And I think that's why I think WoW Classic might be a better start, just because even though it's older in the sense of, like, it's trying to replicate the way the game was in 2004, 2005 versus WoW today. And so it's a little bit of that era. It also doesn't have nearly as much complexity as modern WoW does. So you can kind of ease yourself into it. And then when you actually get into regular WoW, some systems will be a lot easier for you to understand because you're like, oh, well, that's an improvement on the way it was here.
Right.
Plus, it doesn't require you to buy a fucking expansion pack to play the new content. You can just, because it's all old.
I will happily take that then.
Yeah. And that's included with the subscription. So.
Yeah, we're off on some tangents tonight, man.
Man, yeah, we are. We are. I did bring up Google at some point earlier when they, because they updated Chrome to run on the Steam Deck to do cloud gaming and stuff. They're also bringing Steam to Chromebooks, which is a weird flex.
Kind of is a flex.
Like, yeah, no, you know what you know what you need in your life? A gaming Chromebook. A fucking gaming Chromebook. And like, it's literally like companies are apparently working on these. They're apparently working on Chromebooks that feature, you know, RGB keyboard support and variable refresh rate on the screens. And
that's crazy.
Like dedicated graphics cards, you know, I mean, it's crazy. And apparently NVIDIA even demoed support for DLSS and ray tracing on ARM-based Chromebooks, which is nuts. So yeah, if you got a Chromebook out there,
you ready to game.
It can run Steam. Google did have a little bit of an oopsie. They said that it was available on Steam. It is not. It's coming soon. But it will be an alpha. It's further, like, Valve has been working very slow and steady on building out support for Steam and gaming on Linux-based operating systems. And Chrome OS is a Linux-based operating system. So it's not a surprise that Steam is going to work on Chromebooks. I still think I would get a deck over buying a Chromebook to play games on.
Yeah, I probably would too.
Yeah.
Just because, like, I know that thing's designed for gaming. But yeah, so if you have a Chromebook and it is capable of playing video games, you could already do it. You could already install Steam and run it through the Linux subsystem where you can install Linux apps. But support will officially come soon. When Google says soon, nobody knows what the fuck that means.
I'm about to say, you never know what that means.
Soon, that, like, you could be like this year.
Nintendo could be like November. Soon, Google could be like December.
Yeah, it's whenever a gaming company or a technology company says soon, I never believe them. Like Snapchat, for example, was rolling out their dark mode on the Snapchat app for like 2 years, and they announced it like, we've started rolling out dark mode, and I'm like, awesome, I can't wait. It's the one of the few apps on my phone that doesn't support dark mode. It took like a year and a half for me to get it,
fucking dark mode.
And I just opened it one day and I was like, oh fuck yeah, it's dark mode.
Oh yeah, this is what I've been waiting a year.
I forgot like
that's a nice little surprise though.
Yeah, it was a nice little surprise, but I was like, you promised this years ago. Why did it take so long? Yeah. Dark mode and Google Maps also took forever. Finally rolled out. I finally got it, but it took forever. But so when Google or somebody says coming soon, that could be today. It could be 3 months from now. It could be sometime between now and the end of the world. Like soon is a concept they do not understand.
Now in the soon. End of the world.
soon.
Something that won't be happening soon or at all this year is EA Play Live, which is their E3 adjacent press conference where they talk about all their games. They have canceled it for this year.
Okay, I was going to say indefinitely.
No, so they have canceled it for this year. This has been a big question mark going in. So we are at the end of March. We are entering the timeline of when we start to get announcements about what may or may not be coming at E3 in June. It looks like E3 probably is not happening again this year.
Yay.
It canceled the in-person event. There has been rumors that there is going to be some sort of digital event for E3. There will be conferences, there will be showcases. Like Xbox will probably have like a 2 or 3 hour showcase where they talk about a bunch of games, you know, especially now that they own Bethesda and they own all these other studios, like they have a lot of content to talk about. Sony will probably have some sort of PlayStation showcase where they talk about God of War and some, you know, games coming out in the future. Nintendo will probably have like a longer direct where they talk about stuff. So that'll all happen in June-ish. But EA Play will not be one of those things. Instead, they're planning on talking about their games throughout the year when they have stuff to reveal.
So like as stuff comes out?
So basically as stuff gets announced and as they have stuff to show, they'll talk about it.
Right.
Which I honestly prefer. I don't like games.
Really?
I prefer when you, like, Bethesda has this track record. They kind of fucked it up with Starfield and Elder Scrolls 6. But they had a track record of, they basically would announce a game and that game came out within like a handful of months.
Not now.
Yeah. Skyrim was announced in December of 2010. And came out in November of 2011. Fallout 4 was announced in like late May, early June of 2015, and it came out that November. Fallout 76, same thing. It was announced in the summertime, and it came out in the fall of 2019, or 2018, rather. Starfield and Elder Scrolls 6 were both announced in 2018. We're just now getting Starfield this year. I give Bethesda the benefit, though, because they may have announced that Starfield was coming, but they didn't show anything until last year. And then they really haven't talked about it much, and they, you know, they probably won't. They'll probably do like a big thing in June. So they're kind of sticking to how they normally do things. It's just they knew that people were asking about single player games when they were announcing Fallout 76, which was very much not a single player game. And so they were just like, yeah, we're working on Starfield. And then it was like, we know you keep asking about Elder Scrolls, so yes, we are working on Elder Scrolls 6. But that is the game after the next game we're working on.
It's kind of like with GTA 6, I feel like. It's like, yes, we are
working on it. Yes, we're working on it.
Please stop asking. Please. Obviously, we're working on it.
It's coming. Please stop asking. So it's interesting that they canceled that because... I mean, EA doesn't have a big slate of games, as far as I know, this year. They have the obvious ones, your FIFAs, your Maddens, things like that. But they don't have anything else in the pipe that is scheduled for this year. They have Dead Space, the Dead Space remake we talked about last week. That's coming early 2023, so they would obviously talk about that. The rumor... is that Dragon Age, the new Dragon Age game, is supposed to come out next year. Supposedly. I'll believe it when I see it. And they do have a handful of Star Wars games in development.
Ooh. I heard that part.
Ooh.
So yeah, they have the sequel to Fallen Order, which the rumor is that's supposed to be announced at Star Wars Celebration in May.
Right.
That's the rumor. Don't take me at face
value. May the 4th, it'll be coming out.
I think Star Wars Celebration is actually May 20th.
What?
How do they not have it on May 4th?
Obi-Wan's not coming out on May the 4th. Star Wars Celebration isn't on May the 4th. Disney really said that's like right next to Doctor Strange, so we're not doing anything Star Wars related.
Somebody really missed out on the opportunity.
Right.
I mean, it's literally Star Wars Day, so I don't know why they don't.
Exactly.
And they've done it in the past, so I guess it literally is just Disney being like, Multiverse of Madness comes out on the 3rd, so we're not doing... Also, I think May the 4th might actually be a Saturday. That might also be why it's not. No, May the 4th is a Wednesday.
Wednesday?
That's even worse. I think May 25th is Star Wars Celebration, or May 20th is Star Wars Celebration, one of the two. So that might be why Star Wars Celebration is on the 4th, because normally it's like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Huh.
But anyway, they're working on a sequel to Fallen Order. They're working on a non-Battlefront first-person shooter. And they're working on a strategy game of some kind.
Okay. So, that sounds nice.
It does sound nice, actually.
They've announced a bunch of games that they're working on, but they don't have a lot that they can, I guess they just don't have a lot to show. And so rather than try to fill out an hour and a half long event, they're going to just release stuff as they have it, which I prefer. Don't waste my time.
I mean, fair enough. I'd rather them release it, you know, as they can than just bullshit a whole.
Yeah, don't be like Ubisoft.
Whole event.
Who's like, we've got 4 games and we're going to spend the next 3 hours talking about these 4 games. One of which we've been talking about every year for the last like 7. And we're just going to have Aisha Tyler sit down on a couch with the developers, and it's going to be like late night. And we're just going to talk about the game. And each game gets an hour.
Oh, gosh.
And it's like, you're not showing anything. And we're going to start the game. We're going to start the damn thing off with Just Dance and everybody dancing on stage in fucking, you know, animal outfits and all that
fucking
shit.
Animal outfits.
And then we're going to end with Just Dance and everybody's going to be dancing in animal outfits. And then Aisha Tyler's just making jokes the whole time about, you know, I just get paid. I get paid a lot of money to be here. So,
hilarious.
Yeah. So don't be like that. EA tried to do that. I think it was 2019. Yeah, I think it was 2019. They did that. They basically had a similar event where it was literally just an hour and a half long, and like 45 minutes of it was talking about Jedi Fallen Order, and the rest of it was sports games.
Fucking sports games.
But and there was like a 10-minute segment on Anthem where... They were just like,
fucking Anthem.
Yeah, where like the guy that was doing the interview was like, so yeah, Anthem, you guys kind of fucked up. And they're like, we're working really hard on the game to make it better and fix it and blah blah blah. And that game dropped off like a rock.
That game dropped off fucking quick.
Never to be seen again.
I remember I was looking at it and I was like, this has potential. And right when I decided, I was like, you know what, I may get it. It was already gone, basically.
Yeah, it had a lot of potential, and then it had so much potential that when it came out and it was bad, I started a podcast.
Here we are,
and here we are, the result of that anger over that fucking piece of shit. Oh my god!
Maybe you should thank Anthem. Say it with me.
What do you want me to say?
Thank you, Anthem.
Thank you, Anthem.
Oh,
thank you, Anthem. Anthem.
Just can't say it.
For being so bad that you spawned a million YouTube channels and a podcast.
Absolutely amazing.
That game was so bad.
I thankfully did not play it. I almost did.
I literally had the choice when I bought my 2060. I had the choice between that game and Battlefield 5 as the free game that I received. And I picked Anthem. Mm. Because Matt was wanting to play it. And so I was like, well, I don't want to get Battlefield 5. because I'd heard that it had been out for a while and people weren't happy with it. And I was like, well, I'll check that out later. So I was like, I'll get Anthem because it's not out yet. It's a new game. Matt wants to play it. And then I don't think we ever played it together.
It was because it was bad.
Because it was that bad. Like, I just was like, dude, if you ever go back and listen to the original episodes, like the first episode, we're like, Matt, what do you like about this game? And then by episode 3 or 4, Matt's like, yeah, no, this game is bad. Like,
that's pretty bad. You can't even play it with friends and stuff.
Like,
this is horrible.
Yeah, you could. The biggest problem I had with that game was you're playing that game and you're like, God, there's so much potential here. Like, I can see a good game underneath all this shit. And somebody saw a good game here, otherwise this game wouldn't be out. But this isn't it. Like, I'm flying the fuck around this open world and I'm engaging in these events. And it's like, these are kind of fun. Like, you're running around and you're engaging in these random events that are occurring in the open world. But if you do more than 3 of them, you're just wasting your fucking time because you don't get XP. After doing 3 world events in a free roam session, you no longer get any XP. You have to go back.
That's kind of bullshit.
Yeah, you have to go back to the home base and then go back out. While you're flying around and doing missions and completing world events and all that stuff, you get loot. You can't see what it is.
Fucking stupid already.
You can't equip it. You can't equip it. You can't see what it is. You can't do shit. All it tells you is what rarity it was. So whether it was a common or a rare or whatever, but you can't see. You have to go back to the forge, wait through 2 fucking loading screens, possibly 3 if you fuck up and don't go directly to the forge. Then you can see the gear, equip the gear, and then you have to go back out, sit through another loading screen, go back out into a mission or the free world to try that gear. And if you don't like it, then you have to go back to take it off. And it's like, and the loading times were ridiculous, even on an SSD. They were ridiculous. It was like 30, 45 seconds that you're sitting there waiting. Then you get to the post-mission screen where you're going through all this stuff. And you can skip it. And then you got to wait through another 30, 45 second loading screen to get to the forge. Or if you fucked up and you didn't go straight to the forge, you have to wait 30 to 45 seconds to get into the actual like town. And then you got to run and go to the forge, wait through a loading screen
to get into that stuff. Too many steps already.
Yeah. And that's just to see if it's any good. And then the game was so fucking borked and how it calculated stuff that it took. So like your gear level, you know, like your light level in Destiny.
Yeah.
So the gear level was an average at one point. I don't remember if they fixed this because it was after I stopped. It was an average of all of the gear you had equipped minus any level 1 gear you had equipped. So if you had 1 legendary masterwork item equipped, that was the highest item level in the game, which I think was 75. Your item level was 75. The moment you equipped any other piece of gear that was not the starting level 1 piece of gear, your item level dropped.
Why?
Because now you're averaging a 75 item in, say, a level 2 item, versus before, all of your level 1 items don't get included. So it only averaged your level 75 piece of gear. And there was a point where the best weapon in the game was the weapon you started with, because the damage scaled as you played the game and as you leveled up and as you were doing more difficult stuff, the damage you did scaled. But that level 1 item scaled much better than everything else. So it was the best weapon in the game, was the weapon you started with. And so literally the idea was you just put on the high, like just a random masterwork that you get, and you leave the rest of it just what you started with, and that's the best build out in the game.
Sheesh.
Yeah, it was awful. It was an awful experience. And then I played one of the trials that they had, one of the, you know, like, it's not really a raid, but it's more like a dungeon. I played one of the dungeons that they had, and it was excellent. Like, playing through it, I was like, this is what I came here to do. Like, this is the content that I thought about when you were talking about this game. This is what I wanted to play. And there's three of these in the entire game. And they're the best fucking part of that game. Besides the flying. And that's it. And, like, there's two you have regular difficulty and hard difficulty, and hard difficulty isn't that hard. And, like, it was just a mess. And all of the missions in the story, like, they're all the same fucking mission structure. So by the third or fourth time, you're just like, this is the same shit over and over and over again.
Played it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's boring.
That is boring.
There is not.
You've played it once, you've played it like a million times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I have not played a game in my life that I have disdained quite as much as Anthem.
Ark?
Like, even Ark to an extent.
Even
like,
Ark?
Because when I look at Ark, I see garbage. Like, I don't even acknowledge that there's any potential there. Like, it's just a garbage-ass game. Yes, the idea of a survival game with dinosaurs is really compelling to me. But every time I see people play that game, I'm just like, it's a stuttery, hitchy, horrible, convoluted piece of bullshit. Whereas when I was playing Anthem, I'm just like, there are so many parts of this game that are either good or on the cusp of being good. And I can see just how good this game could have been, and it wasn't. And every time I tried to find something to like about that game, I found 10 things that were awful.
Oh my.
And it's like, I just can't do this anymore. And like, I wanted to like that game so much. And then like, I just couldn't get into it. And it was just horrible in a way that I just couldn't understand how it was that bad.
Just garbo.
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 Garbo from top to bottom.
Absolutely.
Because I've played bad games. Like, and there are bad games that I've played and I like. Fallout 76 is an example of a game that is bad.
Same.
But I like that game. You know,
it's like, it's satisfying. But
I don't know what it is about that game that I like, because every time I play it, I'm just like, I'm bored. But there was something that when that game came out, me and Matt played it for however many 40, 50 hours that we played, it clicked. And I enjoyed it.
I wish I had somebody that wanted to play it that much with me.
I mean, I am always willing to go back into Fallout 76.
I am too.
But me and my roommate went in, and it did not work out very well.
He didn't like it.
They've made some of the changes they've made to make that game play better single player have fucked that game from a multiplayer perspective.
Oh, what did they add?
So they have like NPCs now, and there's quests and things like it's a more standard Fallout game.
Mm-hmm.
The very first quest we went and did, you walk into like a bar, and the bar is instanced. So we both have our own separate bar.
Oh my.
We're both going through our own dialogue situation. So there's stuff that can happen in the dialogue that can be different for both of us. And then we come back out into the world and we both have a quest. And it's not like the quests in the original game where some of them had like individual progress and some of them were synced. It's individual. So he had to do it and I had to do it. And okay. Even though we're partied up. So I don't know if that changes over time, because some of that stuff was like build a camp. And so obviously like it's trying to teach you how to build a camp and how to do all this other stuff, which the game already had a system for that. So I don't know why
it went in depth.
Yeah. But there was an element of like, we both have to do these things, but because he did his first, and because I thought it would share it and then it didn't. And then I went off to do mine. I don't know if there was elements of that quest that would have synced up, or if we both had to do it separately. It felt like we both had to do it separately. So in a way, they've made that game better to play by yourself. But I feel like, at least in the questing part, some of the multiplayer aspects have kind of suffered. And that game still runs like ass. That game still runs like ass.
Even on PC. The base building was always my favorite. With the way the electricity shit they had.
Yes. Oh my God.
I know. I love it.
It was so cool what you could do with the camps and stuff. And that's still all there. You still have, like, all of the mechanics are still there. It's just some of the new questing stuff kind of gets in the way.
I feel like I'd go back and I'd be willing to, you know, sacrifice the whole questing just for the camp building.
Yeah. I feel like the name of it? The quest that you got when you left in the original, where you're going and following in the footsteps of the lady that led the vault. I can't remember the name of the person. That quest is still there. It's been reworked a little bit, but it's still there and it still functions the same. So it's still go here, collect resources, do a couple things, go to the next point, collect resources, do a couple things, kind of as a guide through the world. But then you have all this other stuff that's like adjacent now. As you're going through it, you have all this other stuff. So it's kind of like there's more shit to do. But it definitely, again, it feels like the multiplayer aspect kind of suffers a little bit in the questing department. I think everything else probably is still as fucked up and broken as it was when the game came out. It's a mess. Fallout 76 is a mess. That seems to be the case with a lot of these live service games.
It will always be a mess.
But you can have a good mess. You can have messes that are enjoyable, like to an extent, you know, but Anthem just wasn't that.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting us to go back to that.
Anthem just wasn't it. Fallout 76 was a bad game. Like, don't get me wrong. It was a bad game. It had redeeming qualities. And a lot of the issues you could write off to this studio has never made a multiplayer game before. This is the first time they've ever done it, and they're doing it in a big way. And you know, it sucks some of the monetization stuff they've done on that game too. Like, if you want to play that game with just your friends in your own private world, you got to pay a subscription.
So, for real?
Yeah, the Fallout First or Fallout 1 subscription or whatever it's called, you got to pay that, and that's how you get, like, you know, you get credits every month for the Atom Shop, and then you also get the ability to have private servers. Which sucks, because one of the things I really wanted to do was just have a private fucking server. Like, I just wanted to be able to play that game with my friends and not have randos walking around deciding, we're just going to shoot you now.
Like, not
for no fucking reason.
Even though, like, there's no punish. Like, there's, it's not like other survival games where when you die, you lose all your shit. Like, you keep all your shit.
No fucking reason. That's the most
frustrating.
Yeah. So there's no, like, death. There's no penalty for dying other than you have to go somewhere else and you lose a little bit of durability. Like, I mean, that's really, you know, and you just got to go repair your shit. Like, other than that, you don't lose anything. But you don't really gain anything either, which is why it's like, I don't understand why you're killing me. You got some caps. Congratulations. What you going to spend them on?
You lose your sanity. That's what it is.
Like, yeah. So, but I'm always down. It's on the Game Pass. So
willing to give it a shot. Yeah.
I'm always down to jump into it. My biggest problem with that game is it just runs like ass. And I don't know how to make it run better. Like, I really don't. It just runs like ass.
Is there a way?
I mean, you can probably dial some of the settings back, but I really don't know where to dial the settings back to get that game to run better. Like, it just doesn't run very well. It just still, like, it runs at, like, 40 to 50 FPS, and that's just kind of where it sits. And occasionally you'll get up to 60, and sometimes you'll drop a little bit lower, but it just kind of hovers. It doesn't really go anywhere. But yeah.
Just stuck there.
Well, that's it for the news.
Any questions?
Does anybody have any questions about the news we talked about today? But no, we don't have any questions this week. I fished for questions. I didn't get any. So y'all gotta ask us questions.
Yeah, ask. How many views do we get? Gotta be like 3,000, 4,000 by now. And zero questions.
Not quite there yet.
All that zero questions.
Yeah, no, not quite there yet. But yeah, no, zero questions this week. So hopefully, again, you can email them to the podcast, podcast@abxycast.com. You can DM us on Twitter @abxycast. Or if you know me personally, you can fucking snap or text me the damn question.
Please.
And with that, we're going to bring this chaotic, tangent-filled episode of the ABXYcast to a close.
Yeah.
So it has been a long week, as you can tell. It's a long episode. It's about the same length as last week, so I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. We're getting good at keeping it around 2 hours. It's just full of tangents to get there. But with that, we're going to wrap it up. We will be back next week. I hope everybody has a wonderful week. Play some video games. We're going to try to play some video games. And with that, we're going to wrap it up. Later, everybody.